Hello, Dee with you for a bonus episode in your feed. So recently we did an episode about situationships with Ben Illabucci. He is from a podcast on the ABC called The Grill. And if you liked hearing from Ben, we've got a special ep for you now. It's an episode from The Grill that actually I was in. I jumped into their studio and we spoke about getting the ick. We spoke about ghosting. We spoke about sleeping in separate beds than your partner. It's a really fun chat and I'd love to share it with you. So yeah, if you like what you hear, go on over to The Grill, wherever you listen to your podcasts, give them a follow, give them a like, subscribe and keep listening.
Warning, this episode may contain some strong language. Close your tiny ears. A guy ghosted me and then was the barista at a cafe that I walked into like 3 months later and he asked for my name.
Ooh.
The Grill.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to The Grill, the show where we get our beef with the world off of our chest and onto the grill. I'm Ben.
I'm Izzy.
Now, Tad is missing again. He is still in recovery. When you get an injury to your penis like that, it's not always a straight line from being okay, from being not okay to okay. There's troughs and it goes up and down. There's a whole roller coaster of feelings that he's going through. He's not here this week, but we hope the recovery is going well.
We do. We're keeping him in our thoughts and prayers. I think his genes are still intact. So we're really happy about that. And this week we have a very special guest trialing for third mic in Tad's absence, just in case he doesn't pull through. She's an award-winning broadcaster. She's host of Triple J's The Hookup. And she's the author of the recently released part memoir, part manifesto. It's not love, actually. It's Dee Selman.
Hello.
Welcome, Dee.
Okay, what happened?
as soon as you said victory,
I was like, I can't tell if you're joking.
It's definitely a joke.
Okay, thank God, because I was
So Tad zipped his penis into his jeans at the urinal. So, it's not true.
Because I've heard if there's like a penis injury story, like I've heard it from The Hookup. True. So I was like, oh yeah, well, obviously that can happen.
Well, if it was true, I don't think we would say, I reckon we would actually. I think if Tad had actually injured his penis, I think I would say it.
With consent,
air.
Of course.
Of course, consent.
But no, he's on holiday in Zimbabwe. We just wanted to, this is The Grill. So need I say more? So I read your book.
Love that.
And as the only woman and also the only single person on this podcast, it was particularly close to my heart. I feel like my favorite part was about decentering men, your chapter about decentering men, because I've been trying to decenter Ben and Tad for years now.
I support that. Hey, I support that. Look, you're literally in the center of the frame.
I am literally in the center. Yeah, it's so true.
I mean, I don't even need to be on the episode if you want. You will be missing a person of color, though.
So true,
maybe it kind of evens out, you know?
Okay, we'll keep you. We'll keep you.
Decentering certain men.
Yeah. And you've talked a lot about the concept of going boy sober. I feel like perhaps easier said than done.
I know. It's so funny because, like, I spoke about going boy sober for 3 years when I was in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's like, okay, so tell me your tips. And I'm like, it's not as easy when you don't have like a national emergency.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's definitely harder when like you are out and about and you're like at the pub and you're meeting people and you're like on apps and you're like messaging or someone's like, oh my God, you need to meet my friend.
Mm.
Whereas I was just like alone in an apartment and I just moved to Melbourne, so I didn't know a single soul.
Yeah,
so and so like, I was like genuinely boy sober at the start. It was like forced. And then it got to a place where I loved it so much. I was like, no, I'm going to stick with this.
Was
so,
this something you had to like be active about, or what was it more like I'm going to stop being active about? Like
at the start, it was like, it was like forced. And then it got to a point where even coming out of lockdowns, so I was like, no, this is so peaceful.
Yeah.
I had just spent so much of my life just like chasing that constant like dopamine hit from dating or hooking up with guys or like messaging or being on the apps. And genuinely, I feel like it broke my brain. And then when I like went into lockdown and like had all this time to myself to just like journal and read and just chill, I was like, oh my God, whoa, like this is actually so nice.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't want to fuck with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I was just like, I got really protective of that. like feeling and just wanted to see how long I could take it. And then, yeah, it lasted like 3 years.
Yeah.
I had a slip up, but like, it doesn't count.
That's fine.
We all fall off the wagon. You know, that's sobriety is not a perfect game.
It's not.
Okay. So you've said that women who hate men have the best relationships. What do you mean by that?
So that is the title of a chapter, which has been controversial, but it's actually like a thing that went viral on TikTok. And basically a bunch of women were explaining like they've noticed that their friends that are in relationships with like really incredible guys, the relationship's super healthy, are women who basically like hate misogyny, hate, you know, hate the way that the world currently is running, hate the politics of gender. And so they're like, I don't need a man. I don't like men. I'm happy on my own. And that kind of mindset and that attitude has what has been brought, that has brought them like a great guy.
Sure.
And they talk about it in the sense that, and this is what I write about, the fact that like, I'm not saying you should hate men, but I think that if you are in that headspace, you're less likely to put up with shit behavior.
100%.
And you're more likely to be like, okay, is this relationship actually working for me? Do you add value to my life? And it makes the relationships a bit more intentional because you know that someone who hates men, why would they be in a relationship with one if they weren't like the best person they've ever met?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And also like hating men is... It's funny that the idea of a woman who hates men is someone who just like doesn't like misogyny, whereas a man who hates women is like a
psycho. There's something wrong with
like genuinely something wrong with
100%.
I don't think I would date a woman who didn't have like a man-hating bone in her body. I think I specifically only dated women like that.
I would much rather be a gonad stealing feminist witch.
I mean, that's great over here.
I think it's better to be, I mean, it's just like maybe being discerning. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I would never want to be part of a club that would have someone like me as a member.
And on that note, should we get into our beefs?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
Relationship themes.
I love this. Yeah. I love this. But I had so many that I, anyway, I'll let you.
There are so many things to say.
Yeah, we kept it themed. Now, is it okay? Should I go first?
Well, you're already talking, so why not?
Okay, my beef this week is with improper ghost people who ghost wrong, who don't do it correctly. Now, before I get right into it,
can I just get everyone's
opinion or experience with ghosting? You go first, Izzy.
Oh, God. You see, this is all a little close to home. I am single. I have recently been in the trenches of Hinge and various other apps. I saw this guy like 3 times, I think. And then he sent me a message that was like, inferring that he wanted to hang out again, but it was like really non-committal. But it wasn't a ghost, but then I never heard from him again. So I would say that it...
Yeah, or did you both kind of ghost each other?
Well, I simply... It just wasn't enough for me to like...
Reach out again.
And I was like, you know, not worth my time probably. And this is actually maybe exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, look, I have never intentionally ghosted a person before. I think I'm like very, I will tell, like we could go on one date and the next day I'll be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm maybe not feeling things that I'm going through a lot. I maybe go over the top.
Well, you have to say that. kidding.
I have found out later on that I had ghosted people had felt ghosted by me that I didn't know I had ghosted, but let me get your take on this.
Okay.
If you hook up with someone and then the next day, neither of you message each other ever.
That's not ghosting.
Is that ghosting?
That's a beautiful mutual agreement of like, this was a like one night thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the mutual ghost. Yeah. I actually think it takes away, I'm all for having hard and difficult conversations, but I think it takes away the fact that like no one has to awkwardly reject the other person. Like you've both mutually agreed like, hey, this was fun. We don't really need to, you know, take this any further. And so you both just like mutually ghost. Ghosting to me is when you reach out to them and you're like, hey, I had such a fun time.
And you hear nothing.
Can I see you again? When do you want to catch up? Nothing. That to me is like intentional ghosting.
Yeah. So I would never do it. I have never done it intentionally. But even when people have intentionally ghosted me, I'm in a relationship now, but I got to a place where I even accepted that. What I have an issue with is people who try to ghost, but they don't follow the rules of ghosting. So in my head, if you message someone, they don't say anything to you, that is scorched earth. They have to pretend that you don't exist. Mm-hmm. I had people who would do that to me and then would like – like my story.
I am
very happy. Look, if you want to put the dog down, fine, but you can't like keep peeking into the grave. I felt like a dead dog in a grave.
The worst is when they're like watching your every single story.
Yeah.
I have once had a guy do that similar thing, ghosted, and then first person to look at every single story. No, right. You don't get access to my life anymore and just see how well it's going.
100%. No, you have to like remove them as a follower or something. And yeah. I don't understand that because it's like, you saw my message. You were like, I never, ever, ever want to see this person again, but I do want to watch their Instagram stories.
I had a friend once who called, text like multiple times, like for weeks on end. Like, hey, just wanted to check up on you. Like, mm-hmm. She did not want to let the ghost go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'd be like, all right, noted, I'm getting ghosted.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my ego. But like, yeah, she just didn't want to. She was like calling, texting, respect, blah, 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 weeks on end. And then he still had the audacity to like her shit on Instagram, look at all her stories,
ultimate
and still
disrespect.
Exist. It's like, ultimate bro, disrespect. You pretended to be dead, basically.
Yeah.
No, if you do it, you have to go completely scorched earth. Like, if someone ghosts me, I expect them to like snap their laptop in half, change identity.
I want hospital rumors. I want a trail of like something's happened. Yep. Like I want like a weird Facebook post of.
I'll
like,
start the hospital rumors if I have to.
People would upload just like a photo of their wristband.
The drip.
Like,
yeah. In the arm.
Can't, like, don't want to say anything else. Like I want that. I want to at least think that something's happened.
Izzy sends photos like that to me when I don't message her back all the time. It'll be like 20 minutes. She's like, this is your fault.
It's just a habit at this point. What can I say?
No, but when I have gone to a place where I don't want to see a person anymore, I try to like truly evacuate myself from their life and to look, if you ask people I've dated, maybe I don't do it as perfectly.
Are you unfollowing? Like, are you gone?
I would not unfollow.
Okay, then if the story comes up, are you ignoring it?
I want to go on a tangent. When people go like, oh, this person's like viewing my story. I view everyone's story. I'm a completionist.
Oh, okay.
I like
liking.
Click. I go.
Oh,
okay. I go through and no. But sometimes people would be like, he or she like looked at my story. I'm like, of course they did. Like I look at every. I'm like looking at, you know, everyone's story. I think everyone's story.
I'm
is
a
important.
Curious guy.
This is what the hookup is missing. We are missing a man because we have not heard that perspective. I didn't realize guys were genuinely just going.
Yeah,
catching every Pokemon. Like
well, Ben maybe.
I'm just like obsessed with my phone because I was really blindsided because it became a thing where I would see women go like he. Like, I can still see you looking at my stories. I'm like, is that not what I'm supposed to be doing with stories?
This is funny because I would have said that. I would have been like, yeah, he's like still looking at my stories.
Straight away, first person, you know.
I was truly curious because I just see all the red rings and I'm like,
guy.
Bang, bang, bang. I go through every single one.
Just okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
You, let's say you ghost someone or you've been ghosted. What is the expectation on the IRL accidental spotting?
Oh, that's so good.
Do you know what I mean? Are you like going, as we said, balls to the walls? This is not a person
are
I've ever met before.
But are you like pretending?
Yeah. I think I don't ghost because I'm always prepared. I'm just like a very noticeable person. So it's like impossible for me to be like, oh, I didn't
and
see
you're always
that,
wearing
so.
That giant top hat.
Yeah, I am. Usually. It looks good. It's slimming.
It is.
I'm also a person who like will go out of my way to, just like if I recognize someone, I'll go and say, hey, how you doing? So I don't ghost for that reason. But if I was to do that in real life, you just got to be like, I'm sorry.
I think I'm pretending.
Yeah. What are you saying?
I think I'm just being like, hey, how are you? Like, yeah. I think I'm just.
Oh, pretending it never happened.
Oh, yeah. Like pretending the ghost never happened.
I think it's for everyone's benefit if you do that.
Yeah. But I'm like you. I think because. What I do for a job, like I don't want to ghost anyone because I don't want to have to deal with the repercussions of someone being like, de-ghosted me or like, you know what I mean? So I think also just the face-to-face interaction, like I don't want to ever deal with someone being like, what the hell? You never replied to my text.
Yeah, no, I've
someone did that to me. It was New Year's. I had someone posted, Happy New Year's, everyone. I said, Happy New Year's to you. And she goes like, except you blocked me. Unfollowed me.
Good.
And then 2 days later, I saw her at Sun Cycle. I was like, what happened? She's like, 3 years ago, you like properly ghosted me. You like really hurt my feelings.
Love that,
like,
you don't even remember it either.
I mean,
wow.
I don't think I ghosted. I think I said something like, hey, this isn't working. And we hadn't even, you know, slept together or anything. I think we'd made out a couple times. And she had just like, in my head, I was like, oh, you know, bygones be bygones. But she had like really been upset and hurt by me.
Mm.
Oh,
3 years later too.
But I was like super inebriated and we were at a day festival. So I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't even remember that. Like, I'm sorry. So it was really bad. If I saw her in person now, I would apologize properly. But, you know, we're all young.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A guy ghosted me and then was the barista at a cafe that I walked into like 3 months later and he asked for my name.
Ooh.
Did you just do one date?
It was like 3 dates.
That's really bad.
I know.
How long had it been?
He committed to the bit. Pardon?
How long had it been?
It had been a few months, maybe 6 months or
that's
something.
That's really
it's
bad.
Not like I looked any different.
No, babe. I think I was wearing the same shirt.
This goes along with the invisible woman theory. So Izzy and I have a theory that like as soon as she walks away, people immediately like forget her. Because this has happened to you a lot of times.
It has. There was a phenomenon in my earlier 20s where my name was just never remembered. This sounds so like a Disney Channel, the start of a Disney Channel original movie. And then I like, I make everyone rue the day. Yeah, it's actually quite sad.
Like, what do you mean?
You're a very exciting person.
You're not a forgettable person.
Don't know.
I can tell you that right now.
And all of you are sorry because I have a podcast now, huh? You'll never forget me.
You'll never forget this face.
I think you're just maybe like average height white woman with brown hair.
That's so fair enough.
So it's just very
she's
much
every
like
woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
So like, yeah, I got to a point where I don't mind ghosting, but I just had people who were like ghosted me and then like would start an Instagram DM and then I'd be like, do you want to hang out? And then they'd ghost me again and just leave me alone.
Yeah. I think that's breadcrumbing.
Okay.
So true.
But is it breadcrumbing if we never get to the gingerbread house?
Yeah, that's the whole point, I think.
Really?
It's so like no gingerbread. disappearing, leaving a crumb.
It's okay.
Slowly, just giving a bit of here and there.
I think
it's the evil grandma in the gingerbread house and she just likes to know that potentially you'll come to the house one day.
So it's actually an evil witch and then the grandma is actually the wolf in Little Red Riding Hood.
Interesting how they're both women.
Me mansplaining a fairy tale to you. I thought maybe I don't understand breadcrumbing, but I thought breadcrumbing was like leading. What is the benefit of breadcrumbing if you don't like even see them or hook up with them? That is
just
attention.
It's just like mostly ego, right? It's the same like people on dating apps who will like pretend that like they might see you one day or like, and then they just match with you for their own ego or like message you when they need like a bit of a dopamine hit. Or breadcrumbing could just be like you've got a whole bunch of people on the go, so you just like, you know, not committing to anyone really, but like want the affection when you want it or want the attention when you want it. It's like people might slide into your DMs to just be like, hey, and then you'll be like, oh my God.
Right.
And then you'll be like, so nice to hear from you. And then they'll be like, bye.
That's so interesting. Attention means literally nothing to me unless I get like, if I'm like hooking up or like we're hanging out in person, but just like messaging someone for the sake of it, I never understood.
That's why dating apps have just made everything like so cooked.
Yeah.
Because everything's just so low effort now. And that's what I mean. Like people are constantly just like breadcrumbing or ghosting or just like.
Yeah.
They break your brain. It's all just mush up here.
And you're like, I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. This person's messaged me on the app, then they followed me on Instagram, but then they haven't DM'd me.
Yeah.
But now they're just looking at my stories.
Yeah.
And then they've kind of every now and then reply to a story, but I'm like, what are you doing?
It's me with the chart.
Yeah, it's like, why are you here if you're not going to date? Mm-hmm. Like, ask me out on a date.
I think with a dating app, you occupy the same space in someone's head as like a AI video of a Labubu dancing where it's just like,
you can play Subway Surfers at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Anyways, my beef with people who ghost improperly is grilled. So when you get to the end of your beef, you reiterate it, pause, and then say is grilled. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to do the gesture. That's just my, I just add a bit of stank to it. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Hey, don't let me tell you what to do. This is your guys' podcast.
This is my grilling.
All right?
Yeah, this is.
Take over. I'm just here to watch.
Okay. You're exhausting me. My beef this week is with the ick.
Ooh.
So I just think that in this current, you know, hellscape that we've spoken about, that is like the world of dating apps and low commitment and, you know, the gamification of dating. When you try to find your life partner, you, I think, should be looking for those, like, do you connect, you know, values and belief systems and the way that you interact with your family and your friends and all these like really important intrinsic things. And then what? It's like he doggy paddles and like, or his legs swing off the bar stool and like, that's it.
Yeah.
I agree. We did a whole episode on the ick and it's so fascinating because I spoke to Esther Perel and she reckons that the ick is like Gen Z's equivalent of just like non-committal. It's like actually our way of being like, I don't want to commit. So I'm coming up with this excuse to not commit when this thing's about to get serious.
Yeah. I also think the ick has like spread into like people are getting the ick for their friends and like their bosses and stuff. I'm like, it's not the ick at that point. I think you just are struggling with people being real human beings. I will say I am someone who like, I'm like 90% ick, which is good because I have
you
like,
just as a whole,
as a person,
at least you're self-aware.
In a dating context, I am like so icky from the start. However, what that means is that when someone like makes it through and they like me, they're like, ride or die. Like, I don't think when I was dating, I had anyone who was like on the fence about me because I'm really embarrassing right up the top. So I think like it has its uses.
Yeah. We spoke about the fact as well, like, I feel like if you actually like someone, they're unickable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes the ick is an excuse to just be like, I actually don't really like this person.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to convince myself that like, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
I've realized I didn't like people when really small things like that had just like really gotten in my head. Cause my girlfriend now, we've been together like 4 years. She does some really icky stuff. Like things that if we were on a first date, I'd probably, you know, never see her again, but we're in love. So it all comes out in the wash.
So true. Also, I mean, it's more upsetting to me to imagine that it hung in the balance of me like accidentally snorting when I like, you know, like it's great. Obviously it doesn't. And obviously I think it's just a way of, like you said, justifying the fact that you probably don't really like the person that much. But I think it's more upsetting to imagine that it just like, it hinged on that one thing.
So small.
Yeah.
And then imagine,
it's like oh, I shouldn't have
we
done
have
that.
So much anxiety to just deal with anyway, day to day. Imagine like having like the landscape of dating now. Imagine having to think like, oh my God, is there something in my teeth? Like, did I say that weird? Did I snort? Did I like, you know what I mean? Or like, am I walking weird? Or did I run to the bus? Like,
yeah. Did they see me run to get the tram? Yeah,
the anxiety that like running for public transport has like gotten to me now because of the ick.
I once saw it happen in real time. I saw someone get icked by me. I saw the light leave his eyes.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Okay, so there's this guy that I've been on a few... This is so embarrassing. The guy I've been on a few dates with, and I was like at his house and umming or ahhing, will we go get dinner? Will we stay in? Whatever. And it was cold. And so like, and he was being, I could tell maybe at this point, again, this is what the ick is, that he was already probably not feeling it as much as I was. So I was like, you know, I may as well just stay here for a little bit longer.
the story's really funny.
And it was cold. So I put on his dressing gown and as I put it on, I got the little loop at the back of the dressing gown got stuck on the door handle. And I coat hanged myself.
No.
And the dressing gown ripped a little bit and he got like really mad. But I think he, like not like really mad, but he was like kind of upset and also like disgusted.
Also, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Also, I was leaning in to kiss him.
Oh, no. Yeah, I also think that like, if you really love someone, like you'd be like, oh my God, that's really cute. You just stumbled, you know.
Have you ever noticed yourself giving someone the ick?
I don't know if I have. I don't think I would want to know. I'm such an overthinker that I genuinely, whatever it was, I would probably spend the rest of my life just like trying to avoid it.
For sure. One time I was hooking up with a girl and we were beginning and she stopped me. She put her hand on my hand and went, have you ever fingered someone before? And I went, yeah. And then I rolled over and I went to sleep because I was so embarrassed.
That's really tough one.
So I don't know if that's the ick, but I was just like, I was humiliated.
That's something.
That's so like, brutal.
I wrote an article where I messaged a bunch of women I dated and asked if and how they I'd got given the, him the ick.
Yeah, which is like the bravest.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's one of, got to be one of.
What did they say?
God's bravest
one
soldiers.
Person said it was my JanSport backpack.
If you're also, if you're running for public transport, the backpack's going up and down.
Yeah, yeah, and the bag is open. And all your
spaghetti's flying out of the back.
Your marbles. Oh no. Someone else said that I, anytime we hung out, I was reading the same book and I wasn't making any progress.
That's not
me.
You're busy, babe.
But they were like, it seemed like I was on the same one or two pages.
Was it Infinite Jest?
Right. No, it wasn't Infinite Jest. It was Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. It's a hard book. It was at a 13-year-old reading level. People were pretty harsh on me, but it was a good experience. I think what I learned is that it was, because I always thought I knew what had grossed out a person, and it was never right. It was always something completely random.
Yeah.
Perfect. Leaves the mind to wander.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Let it Brilliant. Wander away. Let it go.
Let it leave my body.
Yeah. Become Buddhist about it. You just live and let live. Me being in a relationship for 4 years. Just
yeah,
fine.
You like definitely going to get married. I'm with you all. You're all just, it's not that
it's
hard.
Not that hard.
It's so fun. It's so judge. Easy.
Okay. My beef with the ick is... Grilled.
Are you excited, dude?
I'm really excited.
Get into it.
Yeah.
We're excited
okay.
for you.
So my beef is the expectation to sleep in the same bed as your partner.
Interesting.
When you're in a relationship and you live together. And everyone just gets so like freaked out by the idea of not doing that and having separate beds or separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
Like it's actually wild. Like when I have this conversation with people, they'll have like a partner who is basically like about to die in their sleep. They're like snoring so loudly.
Yeah.
They're like choking all night. They've got sleep apnea. They're on the, what's it called? The
CPAP machine, I think.
And
yeah.
like my friend will just be like not sleeping a wink.
Yeah.
But then be like,
I must.
But like refuse to sleep in a separate room.
Yeah.
Because they're worried about it like damaging the relationship.
I mean,
it gets to a point.
I think I completely agree. I think the idea of sleeping in a bed being something that is required in a relationship is just something people do because they know that people did it. And then you ask why, you're like, then they're like, I don't really know what. We're asleep. We may as well, I could be anywhere at the time.
It's so wild. Yeah, people be like, I could never, or like just assume that your relationship's on the way out or like you're on the rocks or whatever. But I'm just like, sleep is so important to me and I'm like a troubled sleeper. I'm like a really light sleeper.
Yeah.
I'll wake up to like any even just like sudden movement or noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for me, I'm just like, God, I just don't understand the obsession.
Yeah.
And like I sleep with my partner, but I'm like, I definitely could have some nights away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to like get a solid eight.
A schedule of sorts.
Yeah. And like, I just think it's so weird that people are so obsessed with this, like, yeah, this like normalized relationship thing.
Yeah.
That they're like so worried will mean that their relationship is doomed or that's, you know.
I think it would maybe make it even more exciting when you do sleep in the same
Imagine
bed one night.
Imagine having a sleepover.
Yeah.
Rocking up, knocking on the door with your backpack all ready to go.
I should pitch this to my girlfriend because I would love to have my own room because then I could have a racing car bed, I could have a pinball machine.
Well, my next boyfriend, it's bunk beds for sure.
So you get the
bunk beds is a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Because like, obviously it's very privileged to be like, okay, separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
Who the hell is doing that? Cost of living. But I mean, bunk beds is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When it comes to bunk beds, are you a top or a bottom?
On the top. I get claustrophobic on the bottom.
Interesting.
You don't get scared that you're going to roll out?
It would be something that would happen to me. I'm going to be self-aware.
Yeah.
But no, I wear a helmet and knee pads. It's fine. It's fine.
What about you, Dave?
I'm definitely a bottom. I'm way too scared of rolling.
Mm.
Rolling off the top. I wouldn't sleep. I'd be so petrified of like just...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if there's a little barrier, I'd still be scared.
I think I'm verse. I would say so. I think sometimes we recently went away and I was in a bunk bed and I went straight for the top. And
Which
then
is
I went,
crazy given your height.
Yeah, I think the 9-year-old in me came out because like, I'm just like, I have to go, like, I want to climb the ladder. And then I got up there. I was like, this is scary. In the morning when I need to pee, I'm going to have to like jump out of the bed. I think I would, it depends how far the top is away from the roof. If it's super far away, I'll take the top.
And was your partner on the bottom?
I've actually never slept in a bunk bed with my partner.
this was just like a step.
This was with the homies.
This is with the fellas.
Yeah, this is with the homies. Yeah.
So how do you go sharing a bed then?
Yeah.
I am like a really good sleeper. Like I sleep dead. Like you could put a house of cards next to me on the bed and wake up and it hasn't moved. I'm like really good at sleeping.
Oh, that's like a dream partner.
I'm like an incredible literally sleeper. My girlfriend.
No noise, like no snoring.
No, just girlfriend like the same as well. Yeah.
Well, you two are vampires.
We're that's incredible. Dream. Like I would say sleeping is one of my best skills. I think it's getting worse as I get older, but I've gotten nothing but great reviews from people. They're like, you just like went to bed. You were so such a good sleeper. And I realize it's of note because when we went away from this weekend trip, I was sleeping in a room with three other guys and it was so fucking... I'm like, you guys have you guys are having sex it's with these sleeping patterns? What the fuck?
Hell out there.
Yeah, speaking of the ick, I got the ick for three guys because we were sitting in and all it sounded like a fucking orchestra.
Whenever I've done like weekend away trips like that as well, and I just can't believe what some people put up with.
Yeah.
Like the noises.
Yeah.
And the snoring.
Yeah.
And
you see your friends from a different, you see a different side of
you
them.
You do. You do. Yeah, yeah. Even just hearing what people like are shooting out in the shower.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you mean pee?
What are you listening to?
Like hocking up a loogie or whatever in the shower.
Oh, I thought you meant the piss stream in the shower.
Oh, that's fine. Also, I'm a really good sleeper, except that I'm a drooler.
Oh, I mean, that's fine. That's not waking people up.
Unless you're like, it's not.
I just assumed you were either a teeth grinder or a snorer. You just have that vibe. I mean that. I don't mean that negatively or positively. I've just known you for like, what, almost a decade now? I just always assumed you weren't a quiet sleeper.
No, I'm chilling.
But it's good to know.
Drooling a little bit.
When you met me, would you assume I sleep quietly or do you think I
Yeah, I sleep think loudly? I think like I don't know you, but you come across as like a really neat guy.
Thank
and so
you.
I feel like you would sleep neatly.
I am a neat guy.
And I've you're got wearing your sleepy hat as well. Yeah. And you're carrying your little lampshade.
Yeah. And I have warm milk and cookies before.
Yeah, you actually give that vibe. You'd be like pull your little night light and then
you're actually not very far from the truth.
So like this. On the money.
My girlfriend and I are really particular. We have like matching pajamas. When we went away for this weekend, I didn't realize that it's like I had my dressing gown and my like pajama set and people were like making fun of me. I'm like, is this not how everyone's sleeping?
But really cute.
It's really
no,
cute.
No, they're snorting and snoring and not and, breathing.
Yeah.
And rolling around and peeing in the night on the floor.
Yeah, and stinking and
farting.
And farting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Fuck men, am I
it's
right?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's decenter men from the bed.
Yeah, from the bed.
Get him in the living room on the couch.
Can have a small thing on the floor.
Yeah, they can have a trundle.
Blow up,
the ones
trundle
that pull
blow
out.
Up mattress.
Yeah.
Okay, so my beef with having to sleep in the same bed as your partner is grilled.
You killed that.
You really did.
I love the gesture. I feel like you need it to be like.
It's like the conductor thing. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's just like never bring Tad back on again.
So
do you have
true.
Any other things you're doing? Do you have another podcast that might interfere
I
with
mean,
this?
You're not busy, right?
No.
Yeah, no.
The hookup can, you know, it can make room.
Thank you so much for coming on the grill.
Dave, this was incredible.
Thank you
you're
for
a
having
natural.
Me.
You're an absolute
natural. It's almost as if you've been doing this for years.
I like now want to think of grills all the time.
You should.
Like I'm just like, well,
come
you know
back.
What to submit. Not grills, beef. I want to think of beef.
Yeah,
all the
time. It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm like, all of your submits will just be me being like, this is another one I thought
please.
Of. This is another
please.
One I thought
please.
Of.
Please.
It's so good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For being here. Anyways, we love you guys.
We love you.
Bye.